Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. Maybe we're a little desensitized to that line, so maybe something a little closer to home. Amen, I say to you, corrupt and lying politicians are entering the kingdom of God before you. Are any of you ready for election season to be over yet? Probably, right? As your priest, I have one primary, no pun intended, concern for you in these weeks leading up to the election and even after the election. Regardless of the craziness going on around us, the weather is very appropriate. I want us to be in peace. Despite the rain, the thunder, the lightning, I want us to be in peace. So I'm going to give a couple very concrete suggestions for us to maintain peace in these upcoming weeks. Suggestion number one. For the next month, I would like you to stop watching the news. And right along with that, I would like you to just go ahead and give up social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram in particular. And you say, Father, that's totally unreasonable. And I would say, yeah, it's probably right. So indefinitely, I want you to give up those things, okay? Because they're taking away your peace. No amount of watching that news channel or this one or scrolling through is going to change anything about your vote in a month. You've already decided. Nothing you post is going to change the perspective of anybody else. No one is going to say, that was a very insightful comment that they left on that post. Whether it's a sibling or an in-law posting something probably that they shouldn't, it's taking away our peace. And that affects me because I want your peace. That's the first very concrete suggestion, and it is very possible. It really is, I promise you. You can read through headlines, maybe, but don't dive in. Don't dive in. It's only taking away your peace. And if you have to start confessing it in confession, then you know you've really gone too far. Suggestion number two, in case suggestion one wasn't enough. I want you to remember one phrase from this homily. And the phrase would be, repentant sinners have peace. Repentant sinners have peace. Now, there are two presuppositions here with that phrase, repentant sinners. The first is that we recognize that we are sinners. As it's been said, one of the greatest tragedies of the 20th century, on top of all the other ones, is the loss of the sense of sin. It used to be that we were upset about this idea of Mary being immaculately conceived and not having any sin. Now the controversy is we all think we were immaculately conceived and never do anything wrong. But we do. We're sinners. And what do I mean by sin? I mean hurting your relationship with God, with others, and even with yourself. That's what I mean by sin. Step one, to recognize that we are sinners. We have hurt our relationship with God, with others, and even with ourselves. And then the second part, repentant sinners. We have to ask for forgiveness for that. I don't know what penance services are going to look like for Advent. I don't even know if we're going to have penance services. So if you rely on those for going to confession, I would recommend, and how appropriate would it be, for you to go to confession before the election. If you're looking for a good examination of conscience, I want you to do this little exercise, okay? What has been driving you crazy in what you've been seeing in politicians and other people around you? And then go ahead and go to a priest and start confessing those yourself. What we notice in other people very often are precisely the areas that we need to repent of. Repentant sinners have peace. Usually when there is craziness going on around us, we're looking for something to grasp onto, to hold onto, to give us that sense of control. We feel like we're in this vortex and we want a point of stability. And to confess our sins seems like it only contributes to spiraling out of control, but actually that's not true at all. By confessing our sins, we are actually rooted in Jesus' mercy, which is the one thing that's not going anywhere, no matter who's elected president on election day. Jesus is our rock. And by confessing our sins and giving control over to Jesus of our sins, we are able to have that peace that no election, no politician, no civil unrest can take away from us. And the beautiful, beautiful thing about that is if we become individuals of repenting of our sins, then our parish will become a parish full of repentant sinners. And we will become a beacon of peace in this city, in this country, and in this world that needs peace so very badly. Here is one thing that we do have control over. Aside from casting your vote, spreading peace in this country, in this parish, in this world, starts right here in your own heart and recognizing, not with self-condemnation, but recognizing with humility, which is the key word from today's readings, recognizing with humility who we are. I am a beloved son and I am a beloved daughter, but I am also a sinner. And so I need to repent of those things. I need to say I'm sorry so that I can experience that peace in my heart. So I'd like to conclude by just praying over all of us here that we can enter into this mentality that repentant sinners have peace. Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We are in the midst of so much unrest, so much hatred, so much anger and bitterness. Jesus, we repent of anger, bitterness, judgment in our own hearts. Jesus, we humble ourselves before you. We rest in the fact that we are your beloved sons and daughters, but we need your peace. Jesus, help us to repent of our sins. Help us to humble ourselves as you are about to humble yourself in this Eucharist, making yourself so small so that we can consume you in our bodies. Jesus, help us to be those repentant sinners that rest and remain in your peace.